Hey guys, welcome to the Roy City High School podcast brought to you by Chrome Squad. In today's podcast, we're going to meet the new podcast team, discuss hybrid learning, and talk about some of our favorite things right now. I'm Grace. I'm the podcast team lead this year. I'm a junior. I am the varsity girls basketball manager. I'm in SNHS and NHS. And my favorite things to do outside of school are skateboard, surf. I like to cook and I like to grocery shop a lot. Now I'm gonna let you meet the rest of my team.
Hey, I'm Shelby. I'm a sophomore this year and I play on the varsity basketball team. And some things I like to do outside of school is I really like to paint and draw and do like any type of artsy thing.
Hey, I'm Sydney. I'm a sophomore. And I'm on the varsity soccer team. Some things I like to do outside of school are play tennis for fun, and read, and go do outside activities.
Hey guys, I'm Allie. I'm a sophomore. I really love to sing, and I'm in choir here at the high school in Corral. I'm trying out for the a cappella group, so hopefully I make that. I'll see you this weekend. But I also really like to cook and bake, and I like taking treats to other people. That's why I cook, because if I ate everything I made, I would be not doing well. So I love to serve others and just have a good time with friends and go outside, and I love blankets, dogs, clouds, and flowers. So yeah.
So now we're going to discuss how we feel about the new hybrid learning that's going on at our school right now. In my opinion, I actually like it. And I think that might be an unpopular opinion. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I definitely think it's an unpopular opinion.
You don't think? Yeah. Okay, maybe I'm the only one who likes it, but I like it.
Okay, my thing is all of my friends... Well, most of my friends are on the other day, so that's...
I was about to say.
Yeah, that's really sad for me because I like hanging out with my friends. Like, that's one of the main things I like about school.
For real?
But, I'm not, like, mad about the hybrid thing. It's just I enjoy the online days a lot more because I like going at my own pace. And, I don't know, it's just a lot easier for my lifestyle and how I work.
So. I like the like in-person days more. Like, okay, so like my breaks, I love not having to worry about school on a Sunday night. Like, cause like it ruins my Sunday. Cause I'm just like, okay, I have school tomorrow. I can't enjoy my day. So I just like having a break before Mondays. And then like every other day, it's like when I'm tired of school, then I get to do it from home. So it's like a nice break, but it's also hard like to pay attention. Yeah. Like I have a hard time staying motivated at home.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, online days are definitely more like chill and I kind of like them, but then on at school days, I like actually get to see people.
Uh-huh.
So I like that part, but it's also kind of awkward in some
classes because no one really talks.
Yeah, I feel like I like having it both ways because I like the balance of getting to go to school and see some people and then like the next day like not necessarily having to wake up as early because I don't necessarily need to get ready and I
for
don't,
sure.
I can, you know, like, I really like to like eat good food throughout the day. So the days I'm home, I can make a smoothie whenever I want.
That is true. That is one of the things I like about online.
And also One of the things that I like about the days that we have online school is that I don't have a fourth period yet. So I have like a whole 2 hour break in the middle of my day where I can leave the house and go somewhere or do whatever mm-hmm. I want then. As like the days I'm at school, I have to sit in a class for 2 hours and nobody really talks in there. So that's a little bit, that's something I like better about the online days. But I definitely like the balance of getting to see half of my friends, I guess you could say, some days, and other days not having so much, I don't know.
For sure.
Pressure or whatever.
Yeah. I feel like I would be the same way. Like, but the thing is, none of my friends go on the same day as me. So I really don't know anyone on the day that I go. Like, I know a few people, but it's just kind of weird.
Yeah, and like I have a couple like classes with like one of my friends, her last name starts with a D. And so we have like two classes together, but I never see her, never talk to her. But like we have two classes, but like you wouldn't know it. So like that stinks mm-hmm. about being online.
Yeah.
But hopefully at semester we can switch.
But I've also noticed, like, I have, like, a lot more friends now. And I think it's because I've been, like, forced in a way to talk to people that I didn't normally talk to before. Just because I only have a couple people in every class. So it's, like, I've made so many more new friends, or maybe not new friends, but people that I didn't talk to a lot before that I talk to more now. So that's super cool. I like that part of it.
I also like that I only have to pick out two outfits.
Bro, for real. I actually have the motivation to be cute on school days.
For real. Well, I did wear joggers last
day. Yeah, me too, because I
was But it was
like,
raining.
My second day of in school, I wore leggings. I was like, okay, I can like be comfy and wear my leggings and look cute, or I wear jeans. So I wore leggings.
Yeah. The one thing I will say, though, that I also like about having it both ways is that I'm pretty good at figuring out, like, the stuff that they post online and doing my work or whatever. But there is times, like, with all the problems with the Google Meets and stuff that have been going on, that I have no idea what I'm doing or what I'm supposed to be doing. So I really like the fact that, you know, I go to school every other day, so I can ask questions or get teacher help. And that we have tutoring on Fridays, because I just came back from tutoring, and that really helped me. I got all my pre-cal work done, and I was way behind on that because I was confused. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I don't know about y'all, but at this point, I've kind of gotten used to the masks at school.
Oh, for sure. Me.
So it's like, at first I was like, oh, I hate masks so much. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, it's such a pain. But at this point, it's just like, I don't know, it's just kind of second nature. Like, it's not a big deal anymore.
That's so weird. It's like normal now.
Yeah.
And I just got some cute ones from Old Navy, so.
Ooh, yes.
Okay. You know, spice up your outfit.
You just got cute ones, and I just lost the only one I like. I don't know where it is, but yeah, the masks don't bother me anymore.
The only place where it's hard is athletics, like that.
I could see how that would be awful. Yeah.
And after athletics, it's like more hard to breathe in your mask.
And you're like sweating under your mask, like I'm trying to get off my face.
Yeah. That's why, that's when it's nice to be an outside sport. Like, it might be August and September when it's super hot, but at least you don't have to wear a mask outside if you're social distance.
Oh, yeah,
that's
true.
That's so much nicer.
And so now, for our last part of this podcast, we're going to just go around and talk about a few of our favorite things right now. And when we were planning this before, like, we decided we wanted it to be literally anything. So it can be, like, something we like to do right now, or a certain item, or anything like that. So I'm going to let Sydney go first.
Okay. So the first thing is these like little protein bars for like breakfast. I eat them for breakfast. My dad gets them from Costco.
I love Costco.
And so I'm sort of stealing them from him.
Are they Pure Protein? Is that the brand?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't think so.
We'll link the brand in the description.
There's like three different flavors, but I only like the dark chocolate and peanut butter. There's almond butter. That one's gross. I don't like it. But I eat them for like breakfast, like before I go to...
I'm trying so hard to think of which ones you're talking about. I can't think of
it. I love dark chocolate. It's so good. I don't like it.
I
would have to disagree with all of you. I don't know what it is. I just can't eat it. Like, it just leaves a bitter taste in my mouth. Maybe it's because I like and definitely have a sweet tooth. But I just can't eat dark chocolate unless it's on peppermint bark.
Okay, I can't do like peppermint, I like peppermint, but like York's, it tastes like I'm eating like chocolate covered toothpaste.
I don't like that.
It's the worst.
Okay, this is kind of weird, but whenever I eat York's, I feel like it's like kind of healthy because I'm like minty.
Yes!
I don't know.
They seem healthy.
It doesn't feel like chocolate to me.
So, to anyone listening to this, side note, we get really sidetracked sometimes, but I promise that we're going to bring it in a second or now. Okay.
Yes. Oh, no.
But anyways, I eat them for breakfast before I go to soccer every morning, so they're just like really easy and
like quick and easy.
Mm-hmm. We love it.
What about you, Allie?
So it's September 4th, and September to me means the start of fall.
Yay.
And so pumpkin. I love pumpkin. I love. Our house is decorated with pumpkins. Every time we go to Hobby Lobby, like since they have pumpkins out by like April. Hobby Lobby's so ahead. I love them. Anyways, pumpkins all over our house. I painted a pumpkin. I just love pumpkin recipes, so I'm just so excited for fall.
Me too.
I love pumpkin. It's the best.
Okay, so continuing on with the pumpkin theme, my first favorite thing I'm going to talk about is Dunkin' Donuts. I'm literally obsessed with it right now, and I actually tried their pumpkin spice the other day, and it was so good. And if you're debating whether to like try Dunkin', because I know it's not one really like super close around here, I'm telling you, it is worth the 20-minute drive to Rockwall. It is so much better than Starbucks. It is cheaper than Starbucks.
Ooh, that's not and good.
And everything I've tried from there has been so good. So,
that's
am I
controversy?
Am I going there after this? Yes. Probably.
Should you go to Starbucks?
So,
yes.
If anyone wants to go to Dunkin' with me, you know, y'all know my name's Grace. Just figure out some way to talk to me, and we can go together because I love it so much.
Okay, one time I tried this like matcha latte from there, like the green. It's like green. It's disgusting. Oh. It's literally
okay.
disgusting.
Why would you get something green?
I wanted to try something new. I was like, worst decision of my life.
I don't like matcha either. Don't get matcha from anywhere.
Unless you like it, because if you like it, you do you, and you get the matcha.
I would recommend a unsweetened vanilla iced coffee with extra almond milk. Huh. Just a suggestion.
I would suggest just go to Starbucks. There's one in Rose City.
No. Okay.
Anyways,
Shelby's turn.
Okay, so one of my favorite things that I guess is kind of related to fall in a way is candles. One specific one I got that I really like, I think I got it at Target, and it smells like French toast, and I just love it. Like this, it smells like a crisp fall morning, and it makes me happy. So
I love candles.
Yeah,
lighting them is like half the fun. Like, yeah. I love the smell, but like lighting them is just so, I love it. I don't know why.
# I'm banned from candles. But think they're cool. Okay.
Also, Target, it's a trap. I go in there and it's like
I've lost hours. I literally have to not let myself go in there.
Yeah.
All right. Sydney, you got another one?
Yes, I do. Okay, so the second one is TikTok, but specifically dog TikTok, okay?
Dog yes! TikTok.
Oh my gosh. I kid you not, my whole entire For You page is dogs. every time I see a dog, I just like it and I save it to my favorites, and it just, they make me want to cry. Like, they're just so cute, I like cry.
I love dogs so much. I cannot. So if you have a dog and you're on your Google Meets and you have a dog, please,
show the dog.
The love of everything good, show me your dog. I love
dogs.
We
want to see the
dog. We want to see the dog.
Okay, but if anybody wants my dog, she's kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah. We just got a doggy door for my dog, and he uses it, which is kind of weird because he's like a very scared dog, even though he's like, that's like not a thing of his breed. Like, he's like supposed to be this like adventurous breed dog, but he is not. He's very skittish, and I tried to go through the doggy door and I got scared that I was gonna get stuck, but I can fit through it. So I went through the doggy door,
and it sounds like something you do. It's like a 6-year-old. I love it.
And it was pretty fun, I'm gonna be honest. Way better than using the door.
Oh man.
Allie, you got another one?
Okay, people, red alert. This is the best news you will hear all week. Disney Plus just released, as of September 1st, Cinderella, the 2015 version. One of the best movies in my opinion.
Is that one with real people in it?
Yes.
Oh, I need
and
to
it's,
watch that.
Oh, what's her name? Lily Jones or something? Mm-hmm. Love her to death. Mm-hmm. I love her so much. And it's like, the theme is like, have courage and be kind. And the prince, so cute. Oh my gosh, Chris Evans and Lily Jones. It's the cutest thing ever. Anyways, go watch the movie. I'm watching it tonight.
I'll watch it.
It's gonna be so good.
I love that movie.
Yeah. I will watch it.
That was my favorite, Princess movie, and I was little Cinderella. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. Cinderella?
Yeah. And so okay, I have this dream of when I get older, I want to get like this overweight cat. And name it Gus Gus.
Oh my gosh.
So cute. Okay. You can go.
Okay, so my second favorite thing I'm gonna talk about is a store. and it's Trader Joe's. And I know a lot of people from Roy City have probably never been to a Trader Joe's because they're literally so far away, but like, it is the best grocery store. Like, everything, I have not bought anything from there that I haven't liked, and I've probably almost bought, sorry, that was the bell.
Go to your next class. Get to
class. Anyways, everything from there is so good. I would highly recommend the cookie butter. It is next level. And also the orange chicken, everybody knows about that. Super good. Anyway, so if you ever drive past the Trader Joe's, you have to stop. It's literally the best store. And it's not even like, it's not even super expensive or anything. Like, but everything in there is really good, and yeah.
Love it. Awesome. Okay, my second favorite thing, kind of, I don't know, is Harry Potter. Like the Harry Potter movies?
Girl, me too.
Okay, I've like always been obsessed with Harry Potter, but I don't know why. It also reminds me of fall.
It just kind of has that vibe though.
It does.
Like, or like
the
winter.
Colors, you mean?
I don't know. Like,
it, yeah.
I get the vibe from that. That, like, you know, that's a figure.
It's just Potter, like all of their like logos and signs and stuff.
I don't know. I just like
how they wear like robes and scarves and
yeah,
stuff.
It's like, yeah, like I just imagine watching it like when it's like, even though it doesn't snow in Texas, I imagine watching it like while it's snowing outside and I have like candles around.
Candles?
I have candles around me and I'm like in my pajamas. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, quick little side story. How me and Shelby became close friends was that we went to Orlando with the basketball team, and we were the only two that were excited to go to Harry Potter World, and I literally almost cried when we walked in, and she was freaking out with me the whole time, and then we bonded over it, and now we're best friends, so yeah.
And at a sleepover we went to, only me and you were awake, and we just started talking about it.
Oh, yeah, like, we did. We so did just start talking about Harry Potter forever, and now she just randomly will send me a picture of somebody from Harry Potter, or ask me, like, the other day she texted me and she was like, who would you date from Harry Potter? And that was like the most random thing ever.
Only but, the important things.
I said Cedric Diggory, so just
Draco.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Sydney, what's your last one?
My last favorite thing is Percy Jackson.
books. What a throwback.
The books, yeah. I read them in sixth grade. I don't think I finished the second series. I finished the first series. I think I got like halfway through the second series. But I'm on the fourth book of the first series right now, and they are really good. And I forgot like everything from when I read them, and I love them so much. But the movies make me so mad. They literally make me so mad. They're on Disney Plus, okay? Or are they?
Maybe, are they different?
Maybe they're on Netflix.
I don't know. Are different or what's...
Yes, they're completely different. Nothing in it is like the book. And they just make me very... So don't watch them.
Oh.
Unless you want to, then you can. But if you've read the books and you very much like the books, you will get very mad at the movies like me.
She said, don't do it. Unless you want to.
Unless you want to.
You do you, boo. Yeah, didn't Rick Riordan come out with... like he said he's making movies for the Percy Jackson, or like a TV series, or like, I don't know, he's coming out with something new, like a book or something. More details on that later. We'll get there. Okay, my favorite thing, I've had this for a while, but it's the Glossier Brow Gel. I love it so much.
You have it too?
Yeah, after you told me you bought it, I bought it.
Really?
Oh my gosh, it's so bomb. And like, okay, my eyebrows, my family were the Romneys, obviously, that's my name. Anyways, the Romney eyebrows, they're crazy. They're like just wild. You can't tame them ever. Glossier does it for me. I love them. And it's, I get the clear brow gel just cause like,
yeah,
I love it, it's so good. And it's just perfect, and it makes me look flawless. It makes me feel flawless. It's just like, it's a power move. Honestly,
I love it. Isn't it called Boy Brow? Or am I just guessing?
Yes, it's called
Boy Brow. Boy Brow, go get it. And their cloud paint. It's just so bomb.
I have your cloud paint too.
Yes. Yes.
Don't have that, but... Okay, for my last favorite thing, I kind of just came up with it right now. But after Sydney was talking about dog TikTok, it made me think about my favorite side of TikTok. and it is definitely oatmeal TikTok. And nobody else is probably on oatmeal TikTok, but I love oatmeal. It's literally one of my favorite foods. I pretty much eat it every day. And you can like do so many different things with it. True. And somehow I ended up on oatmeal TikTok, and there's literally nothing I'd rather watch. Like the things so people can do with oatmeal are so cool. And then I'll try to go copy a video, and it's so awesome. And now even peep my TikTok at grace.greenleaf. I have an oatmeal recipe on there now because oatmeal TikTok inspired me to do it.
I love it.
I know.
I tried overnight oats for the first time the other day, and like, okay, I always like had the stigma against it because like you soak oats and then you eat it, like that's gross. Oh my goodness.
Good, right.
So good. Yes. And they were chocolate, so like how could it be bad?
Okay.
But so good.
So good. Wait, what's your favorite thing to put in there?
I don't know, I've only made it once, and so I did like cocoa powder, and I put chocolate chips and pecans and raspberries in. Oh my goodness, wow. So good.
I love peanut butter in mine, and frozen blueberries, and really, those are my two things I always put in it, but one of my favorite things I just recently added, and it is so good, is granola. I would never have thought to put granola in my oatmeal. I put it in my smoothie bowls all the time, but I put it in my oatmeal the other day, and it literally was the best thing I've ever eaten in my life, and I will be having it probably after this now, because I'm talking about it.
With your Dunkin'?
With my Dunkin'.
Awesome.
The perfect meal.
I don't know what side I take. Actually, I am on One Direction TikTok.
We're not surprised.
Can I just say it's the best sign of TikTok?
Can I get an amen? No.
Okay, my last favorite thing, whatever it's called, is I like to make playlists on Spotify for like any type of like situation. So for instance, I made like some of my friends' playlists that I think like kind of fit their like vibe, I guess. That sounds really cringy.
That's cute.
Yeah.
It was.
And then it's like, you make a playlist for the car, and then I want to make another playlist that's like songs I listened to this month a lot. Yeah. I don't know. Just
I think Spotify makes you one of those. Replay playlist.
But I mean like, so I can like look back.
Yeah.
Because I get very nostalgic. Like I love like looking at stuff from the past, which is, I don't know why. So, and then I can be like listen to it in like 2 months from now and be like, oh my gosh, this is in September. I was a totally different person.
That's
so cute though.
She made me a playlist, and it was literally pretty much every Harry Styles song and every Billie Eilish song with like a couple random things in there. But it was good. I listened to it the other day.
That's right.
That's so cute. All right, well, I hope you guys enjoyed our favorite things.
Yeah, we're gonna hopefully post podcasts more often this year. Obviously, it's a little bit weird due to the fact that school is a little bit weird, but we're gonna do our best, and we hope you guys enjoyed listening to us talk about random stuff. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. Come back next time, and bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.